For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The Citadel's marching band plays for its weekly parade ceremony. It was at just such a ceremony recently that the military school in Charleston celebrated the return from Canada of an artifact thought lost forever, the sword of Charles Courtney II, who was in 1846 the Citadel's first graduate. David Goebel, director of the Citadel's Daniel Library and Museum, says II distinguished himself as a scholar, both at the Citadel and at the Arsenal in Columbia, which with the Citadel made up the South Carolina Military Academy.
Courtney II taught both at the Citadel and at the Arsenal. He was a professor of history, French, Belles Lettres, ethics. And he resigned from the Arsenal in 1858, and the cadets gave him the sword. And there's a plate on the sword that says, "From the cadets of the Arsenal to Captain C.C. II, November 25th, 1858.
II then set up the Hillsborough, North Carolina Military Academy. When the Civil War broke out, he was appointed colonel of the 2nd North Carolina Regiment. Goebel says II carried the sword from Richmond to Antietam, where he was mortally wounded.
The sword was taken from his hands from a soldier from Ohio, and the sword basically disappeared into the mists of history for 153 years. In 1963, it made its way to Canada, and it was actually hung on a mess hall of the 33 Signal Regiment in Ottawa, Canada. And it hung there from 1963 to 2009. And then when it was taken off the wall, they were evaluating the artifacts and that type of thing. And it was at that point in time that they actually found what they had.
Citadel historian Steve Smith says the Canadians' generosity in returning the sword not only gives the school a long-sought-after artifact, but it also provides a learning opportunity for the cadets.
They didn't have to do this. And one of the things we try to teach the cadets here is ethical decision-making, and they were faced with an ethical dilemma. By rights, they could have kept it because possession is nine-tenths of the law. They could have given it back to the family who's been looking for it since it was taken 153 years ago, or they could have given it back to the college, where it means a lot to us. And the family has got no heartburn with it being here because there is still that connection.
Goebel said the Canadians fought the system to return the sword, which makes the donation even more special.
They really didn't have all the paperwork put together, and they did make a point. They said, you know, we had just decided that we would lose our ranks. We would rather lose our ranks and get this back to you than not get it back to you. And so, you know, our core values, honor, duty, and respect, these gentlemen, they exhibited in abundance. It was just an amazing thing that they did.
Goebel says the presence of the 1850 infantry officer's sword at the school is priceless because
it's a symbol of our first principled leader. He was a scholar, a true scholar. He was our first honor graduate. He was an educator, and he was a true leader. And I think it represents exactly what we're trying to do, and it represents what we've been trying to do since day one at the Citadel.
The sword can be seen on permanent display on weekdays in the Daniel Library, Goebel says. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.